Insurance Stream. I'm your host, Dave Bowling. Good to be with you today. It is Monday, April 15th, 2024. We're talking about the thing you should never say to a customer. Ever, ever, ever. Today's episode is sponsored by Hawksoft.
What I liked about Hawksoft, I managed IT systems, call centers, and I like the flexibility and the integration that they have with third party. It's not a one-stop shop, so you take it or leave it. They give you flexibility. It was just easy to use. You didn't have to have a computer programmer background or somebody in, you know, on your staff, you know, to fix things. And the reports are built into it. You're not paying extra for it. Easy to customize a report. And if you don't know how to do it, I think that's one thing with Hawksoft. You pick the phone up, they'll help you build the report. They have an amazing help, and you click there, and it's just simple instructions. It's a really robust help, I think that's an important feature because you don't really have to call. But if you feel that you need a little extra help, they're very helpful.
Yeah, I agree with that. They're very helpful, simple, and easy to understand. That's the name of the Hawksoft game. Go over to theinsurancestream.com, click on services for your agency, and then click on agency management system. And we over here at the Insurance Stream are part of that 97% that recommend Hawksoft because we use them too. So on today's daily insurance meditation, we're talking about the thing you should never say to a customer. Any idea what that might be? Never say no. Never say no. Always find the yes. I mean, unless you got a really unreasonable customer, right? But like when you're trying to get business, we don't do that. Oh, we can't help you with that. This isn't going to work. Well, I wish I could, but my underwriters, you have to find the way to say yes. Find the way to say yes. If somebody calls you and wants to insure a rocket going to the moon, find a way to say yes. I mean, unless you're so busy with all your other stuff, but that's how you get going at the beginning, right? That's how you get the reputation for yourself that you are the person that can help people. Because you don't ever say no. Never, 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 never. You only want to say, you know what? Let me find the way. Because there is a way. There's always a way. There's always a way to do what the customer wants to be done. And if you don't do it for them, somebody else will. So you never, ever, ever want to say no. You always want to, I tell my team, find the yes. Find the yes. The yes might cost $50,000, but there is a yes. Somewhere in there. We had a person call in the other day, huge certificate of insurance issue. We had to flat cancel two different policies because the certificate holder's monitoring company didn't know how to effectively communicate what the certificate holder needed to have on the policy. And it's a really weird situation. We thought they were wrong. Every underwriter that we worked with thought they were wrong. Basically, long story short, it had to do with action over coverage and not having, like, removing the action over for additional insured status, which, you know, this is all stuff that should be under a workers' compensation policy, right? Not a general liability policy. So we thought that this person doesn't know what they're asking for. There's no way. Well, come to find out, over a series of 2 weeks and going back and forth with this frustrating ball of a headache, they did know what they were talking about, and there's like one underwriter in the country that does what they're asking for. So the whole time we just chased the yes. Where's the yes? Let's find it here. Who can help us? Who can do this? And we got it. And it's a big account. It's a really big account. But the point is that if we would have taken the first 5-6 underwriters' words for it, we would not have been able to find the yes. So never say no to a customer. Always find the yes. This has been your daily insurance meditation.